I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. The South Dakota Game Fish and Parks has received nearly 1,200 reports of dead white-tailed deer, likely due to EHD. Reports of deer loss has been documented in 38 counties, with EHD confirmed in 17 counties through laboratory testing. In response to the documented cases and concerns shared by sportsmen and women, as well as landowners, the Game Fish and Parks is removing all remaining antlerless license from the following East River firearm hunting units: Aurora, Brule, Buffalo, Douglas, Hand, Hughes, Gerald, Minor, Sanborn, and East and West Sully. In addition, voluntary refunds will be offered to individuals who have already received a deer license for any East River firearm hunting unit and the West River hunting units of 45A and 45B in Lyman County. The disease really seems to be most prevalent in central and southeastern South Dakota. Those who want to take advantage of the option to return a license for a refund need to mail the license to the Game Fish and Parks licensing office in Fort Pierre. East River deer license must be postmarked by November 19th. West River for Lyman counties, November 12th. Other news includes a Minnesota Court of Appeals says the lower court was right to dismiss the charge of a high-profile poaching case after authorities put a GPS device on a Dawson man's pickup without a warrant. The case is one of the biggest deer poaching busts in recent memory, and they confiscated 37 deer. Other news includes traditions remain strong for South Dakota's pheasant opener. In the central region, they averaged about two birds. In northeast region, about a half to one bird a hunter. Southeast region, about a half bird for hunter. In western region, also one half bird. There was one hunting incident of accident reported during the pheasant opener. For the outdoors, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks. Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer, Boating Coordinator. First of all, archery deer hunters, how have they fared?
They've been doing pretty good. Starting to see a little bit of deer movement, starting to see more and more people sitting in the stands. So things are looking up for those guys that haven't harvested deer yet. They're really looking forward to moving closer to November and seeing some more rut activity, starting to see some bigger bucks showing up on their cameras. So things are looking pretty positive as far as deer hunting goes.
Any problems out there?
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, we did have our first poached deer of the year. We're looking for help from the community. This deer was shot at night, closed season, obviously, down by Castlewood. And we're looking for any help from the public that we can get for leads as far as who is involved with the taking of that deer. They can give us a call at the TIPS hotline and remain completely anonymous. They can also call our Watertown office, or they can call my cell phone directly for that.
Do you want to give any of those phone numbers, Bryce?
The TIPS hotline is 1-888-OVERBAG. The Watertown office is 882-5200. And my cell phone number is 881-2260.
Well, as far as the pheasant opener, maybe in this area, maybe about a bird apiece, do you think?
Yeah, hunting really wasn't too bad. The amount of hunters out on the landscape was really low. Craig Hawes worked the Hamlin County area, and he said that if you were passing through, you probably wouldn't even have realized that it was pheasant opener. There was so few people out, but we did see some pheasants shot. A lot of people talked about the amount of corn that was in the area still up. So hopefully when the corn comes out, maybe things will get a little bit better. But we did talk to some groups in Cottington that hunted private land and probably did a little better, a little closer to that two bird per person. So we did see some birds, but still nothing like we want it to be.
I talked to Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife up at Sand Lake over the weekend, and he thought that they just really had a massive migration in, maybe upwards of a few hundred thousand ducks up there, but that doesn't seem to be the case here in northeast South Dakota.
No, I don't know that we've seen a big push of ducks this week. I think last week we saw a little push of ducks. Hunters have seemed to be fairly frustrated this week with the amount of birds that they're getting in the field. I think you can attribute that maybe to a full moon, warmer temperatures, birds not having to move out into the field quite as much as they will when it gets colder. But some birds in the area, plenty of opportunity out there. But yeah, harvest this week was not near what the hunters wanted.
Well, it's pheasant season, but also it's boating and fishing season down on Lake Ponset, and that lake seems to be getting a lot of pressure by boats and also fishermen from shore in the evening.
Yeah, it's really been unbelievable. Since I've been an officer in Watertown, I've never seen so much fishing traffic in the fall. I've been down to Lake Ponset about every day this week, and there's been 50-plus boats every night, rain or shine, wind or calm. Shore fishermen, boat fishermen, and we are having some issues with folks keeping some short fish for whatever reason this week. So just a reminder to everyone that there is a 15-inch minimum down there. A lot of the walleye being caught are still under that, but there is some keepers. It just takes some sorting.
And I think Stink Lake up north of Long Lake's giving up a few fish from shore, as well as Goose Lake. Anything on the boating on Goose Lake for perch or walleyes?
No, we haven't seen much for boats out there. Kind of surprising me since we got the new ramp and everything. But maybe if we get a couple nice days on the weekends, we might see some boat traffic out there.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to Webster Offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell, and first of all, fishing, is it probably down, but Opitz, Bitter, and Wabay, what would be one and two there?
Our pressure's down, but we're still seeing a fair amount of activity up on Opitz. That seems to be the busier lake right now, and that may be because we've had a lot of southerly winds, so you can fish behind that big hill and make it a lot easier. But they are catching fish. They're catching a lot of sub 15-inch fish, but as well as, everybody's getting their two fish probably over 15 inches. And, I have heard reports of some double-dipping activity up there. Just remember that lake is a two-fish limit. So if you catch two fish a day, that's all you can have off that lake. So just be careful of what you're doing up there. Starting to also hear about some shore activity on Bitter. People fishing from shore, casting from the shore on the south end as well as the north end. Drove by the north end last night. I saw a fair number of people casting there, as well as Rush Lake. Grade has a fair amount of people casting from shore.
As far as any other lakes, have they taken off? The Horseshoe, Reitz, Antelope, Blue Dog, Pickerel?
Just not hearing much for activity on those. Reitz would probably be the top choice out of those where we're seeing some people fishing, and that's primarily catching release on some nice walleyes. You're going there just to have some fun catching fish, not intending to keep fish. But otherwise, Antelope, Horseshoe, just not hearing much off them, as well as Pickerel or Enemy Swim.
No perch taking off any place in day?
No, really haven't heard much of a perch bite. A few people that are trying for perch, sounds like they're all headed to Big Stone or down to Indian Springs. Those bites have been fairly good at times, but a lot of times they're not that great as well.
Well, as far as waterfall, have you seen much more for ducks or geese or hearing about them in Day County?
I'd say we're still down. There's a few geese here and there, but as far as the ducks, we're just not seeing a large migration into the area yet. Hopefully, within the next week or two, we'll start seeing some of that migration, but right now it's pretty tough. There's a lot of water bodies without any ducks on them.
Pheasant hunters?
It was kind of slow. Talked to Austin Norton, and he said he didn't see a whole lot of activity until you get to the western part of Day County, more towards Brown County. He would say, probably about a bird or less per hunter on opening weekend. So overall, I'd say it was a pretty tough go. A lot of corn in the area yet, so hopefully once that corn gets taken out, things will get better for the pheasant hunters.
Rearing ponds, fingerlings, stocking, are y'all done?
We're getting close. We have two ponds we're working in. One's still pretty good. The other one's kind of dropped off. So we'll be continuing to haul those fish probably for another week or two. They're pretty nice fish. Those fish are going over to Richmond Lake. And that's the only one we're stocking with a large fingerling this year. So that, hopefully we can get that done before things start freezing up.
Brian Blackwell, Day County Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we travel down to the Game Fish and Parks offices in Sioux Falls. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and first of all, from north, kind of ponset working down, maybe a few perch and walleyes during the day, and then after sunset on ponset.
Yeah, we were up there last night, and we've been getting reports here in Brookings about some pretty fast fishing up there. They're getting some, where people are getting limits of fish over the size limit. We went up last night, fished the north side, Hammers Pasture. It looked like there was a fair number of people over on Stone Bridge, and from about a half hour before sunset till sunset, it was about a fish a cast. A few keepers in the mix. The guy I was fishing with had a couple nice crappies. We were just fishing a jig and a minnow or a jig and a swim bait or whatever. After dark, we were still catching fish. Seemed like jig and a mimic minnow. Tip with a minnow was the ticket. But, those fish seem pretty hungry. So if you want some fast action, that would be a good bet. West 81, they've been fishing, a couple weeks ago, there were pretty good catches of big fish, fish over 20 inches, but was out there on Saturday night, quite a crowd out there, nice night. Most people were catching small fish, 10 to 12 inch fish. I'm sure there were a few keepers in the mix, but it seems like the bigger fish just aren't there right now. Got one report off of Sinai, and that was slow. I think that person was out there during the day trying to pick up some perch and crappies. Further south, they're getting some fish. First off, on the Big Sioux River, I think they're still getting some fish down by Flandreau Dam there. There's a pretty good flow of water coming through there still. And the guys that had the most success were still fishing with either minnows or chubs, just putting them on the bottom, fishing the eddy there on the north side. Also down Minnehaha County, that area, I think Diamond Lake has been putting out some fish. North and South Island Lakes, of course, we've stocked those with walleyes that we've taken out of some of our winter kill situations, and people are picking up some of those. People are picking up some perch. I think people are still getting some perch over at Scott Lake down there. So they're having some success. Lake George, I think they're getting some smaller walleyes out of there. So Minnehaha County right now is producing some fish.
I know a lot of the corn isn't out yet, but in your region, are they having a few good days of pheasant hunting?
I heard some decent reports west of Sioux Falls, Hutchinson County, McCook County, that area. Sounds like the opener, there was some pretty good success. One party, bird and a half, a hunter. Another party, I talked to this guy who went out and picked up a few limits closer to dark. Sounds like the second day things might have slowed up a little bit, but I think that was reasonably good. We hunted up in the Redfield Doland area, and it was slower than it had been in the past, and we just didn't hear a lot of shooting in those areas. So I don't know if once the corn comes out, if it'll improve or what.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls GF&P offices, thank you. Well, now we head up to Milbank, Grant County Conservation Officer Jamie Peck Elder. And I guess before we talk fishing and Big Stone, as far as migration, Wilmont up there at Bullhead, Farley, the power plant, Lake Albert up there, any migration in of ducks or geese?
Not a lot. There's just starting to be a little bit of duck migration coming in, starting to see some flocks of mallards. There is some geese in the area that have been in the area for a while. Just not seeing big numbers yet. And shouldn't be too long. I was up in Northern Roberts yesterday and saw good numbers of both ducks and geese. So it shouldn't be too long.
As far as Big Stone, that perch bite, is it still in about three or four main traditional areas, and it still is it still pretty strong bite?
Yeah, it's really strong bite. You know, it's in the years that I've been here, it's just seems like it extends longer and longer every year. And this year is no different. That Kozuski area has been a popular spot. And then as you go north of Hartford Beach, the Gray Barn area, which is, I suppose, a mile and a half, 2 miles north of Hartford, and then about another mile past that is the Bonanza access area on the Minnesota side. That's another real popular spot. Seen quite a few boats out, a lot of fish caught.
Anything for walleyes?
You know, the walleyes that are caught, there are some, but they're all incidental. I haven't been seeing anybody really targeting them yet. But I think if a person did go out and just focused on them, I think you'd have pretty good success.
Did you have much for hunting pressure on pheasants in parts of Grant County?
You know, the pheasant activity is really pretty low. Wasn't surprised, but just haven't seen a lot yet. The corn is still coming out. And as the rest of that comes out, I think the pheasant hunt's gonna get better.
Back to fishermen, have they been complying with the drain plug? And a lot of them may be getting the automatic things you can put in your boat so you don't have to pull it out or put it back in?
The compliance has been pretty good. I think there's still some people that need to understand the rule a little better. I haven't seen too many of those automatic plugs yet. Those would be the best way to go. But yeah, anytime that you're not at the ramp, you have to pull your plug. And there's still a few people that forget to do it or just haven't been doing it. And sometimes they end up going home and then they put their plug in their boat and drive back to the lake, which is a violation. They gotta wait till they get to the ramp before they put that plug back in.
Jamie Peck, Elder Conservation Officer, Grant County, thank you. Now we head out to Carl's Bait in the Pier Fort Pier area, Deputy Dan Miller. And first of all, up above, do you know of anybody trying or catching any salmon between like Sutton Bay and your place?
Well, I have not, there's quite a few people been trying, but I have not heard of anybody bragging of any success. I had a few boats go up and just long line for several days and got absolutely nothing, so I have not heard how many are coming up the ladders. I just hope they got some coming up the ladders because we got a beautiful fishery going here. We want to keep it going.
Is the Cheyenne taking off for walleyes this time of year?
Yes. Just got word yesterday that they're starting to catch them in much shallower water than they were in the rest all of the summer, 25 feet and shallower in the Cheyenne, but in the Minnecongue and Sansark area, so that could mean they could be coming up shallower in other areas of Oahe, I hope.
Down below the dam for walleyes, everybody's still heading way down towards the pocket from Antelope Creek to there?
Oh, yeah, they're just working that to death. And when they're running water, the tail race is good. The walleyes are stacked up there, plus a lot of other species. So weather permitting, there's plenty of rod bending. Bring your boat, bring your shotgun. We've got a lot of public ground, and get some of these standing crops out. I think we'll see more pheasants. Not that we saw a lot opening day. It was dramatically different than I'm used to anyway, but hopefully they're in the standing crops, and as the crops get out, we have better success.
Well, Deputy Dan Miller, Carl's Bait, Pier Fort Pier, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.